You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to The Director's Take. We are part of the PodcastDetroit.com network, broadcasting from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. The Director's Take firmly believes that knowing the most at this moment puts you in the best place for the next moment. And that wedding or event preparation doesn't have to be a stressful undertaking. Wedding expert Lori Lewis will help you rethink and reprioritize what a successful event can be. This is your opportunity to hear from some of the top industry professionals, listen in on candid conversations, and learn the cost-cutting, stress-free ways that others have used to plan and experience the most memorable time in their lives. If you're ready, listen in and take notes to ensure your vision comes to fruition and know you're in the right place at the right time. Here's your host, coordinator, visionary, and flavored water drinker, Lori Lewis.
Hello, everyone. It's Lori Lewis, the director, on episode 24 of the Director's Take podcast. And it's actually part two of my mother-daughter series in May, honoring all the mothers and bringing on mother-daughter teams who are either in the wedding planning process or they've gone through the wedding planning process. And so for today's episode, I actually have Vinny in the studio. And Vinny, everyone knows Vinny. She was on a previous episode with her husband, but Vinny is the owner of Ashley and Alexandria's Bridal Salon Boutique in Southfield, Michigan. And I am excited because we're joined with her daughter, Ryan. Ryan, you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. Hi, Ryan. So welcome to the show, both of you. And so they're going to just share their experience with wedding planning. Ryan got married almost 2 years ago. Actually, when this episode actually airs, it'll probably be 2 years. But actually, I'm going to give a shout out to Detroit Wedding Day Magazine because Ryan and her now husband were on the cover of the 2018 Detroit Wedding Day Magazine. Yes. So if you've seen that magazine or you can go online, you can actually still view that cover. So I'm excited to have you guys on. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm going to give a shout out to Ryan and Zach too. They were also in The Knot 2018 November edition.
Oh, okay.
So they have even more pictures. So it's cute.
Nice. Okay, nice. So Ryan, what was it like planning your wedding and having your mom be, I know you got your dress from the bridal boutique, of course, but how did that come about? Did you guys agree on your wedding dress? I have to start with the wedding dress first, right? How was that shopping experience?
Well, the wedding dress, luckily she is really good at kind of, I don't want to say sussing out, but like getting to the root of like, okay, what do you really want? Obviously that's her job. So she's quite good at it. And right. I was very bad at articulating what I wanted. I think over time it got more clear to me and she was just really patient about that. So that was super helpful. She wasn't like, oh, you need to wear this and you need to do that. So, I think obviously in her day job, she sees the effects of that and probably knows it's not best to do that. So she really kind of let me get there. And then once I was there, she helped me say like, oh, you should add this and you should do that. And added her own little touches that I wouldn't have thought of, but she let it be my decision, which was nice.
So truth be told, she was really very nice. I wanted this big ball gown. Ryan is tall and thin. And I thought, oh, the best thing to do is for her to have this ball gown on. And she's,
oh, but you know, I was not,
she
doing
was
ball
not
gown.
Gonna, she was not doing the
oh,
ball
hilarious.
Gown.
So,
if you've ever met me, you know, my personality is not a ball gown.
It's
ever.
Not the ball gown.
Okay.
So I was very patient. I let her go through. I actually put on some and, I took her to one of the market shows with me and said, you know, just look around, see what's out, you know, get a good feel, see what you like. Mm-hmm. And she did find a ball gown that I thought, oh, my God, maybe I got a good one. But as it turns out, when she actually thought about what she wanted to look like on her wedding day, she ended up in a beautiful trumpet, very just detail and craftsmanship was just beautiful. Very simple, very elegant.
Very.
And if there was anything that we struggled with, it was that she did not want to wear a veil.
Oh.
And I get lots of girls today who didn't want to put that veil. And I was like, please, 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 let's wear a veil. And she gave me that one thing. Aww. And it's beautiful.
So. It looked better in the photos. I mean, she was right. She was like, you're going to want it once you start taking pictures. Okay. And then when we took pictures, I did. Because, you know, my dress was really simple. So there was the possibility of it kind of looking just like a white dress rather than like a wedding dress, which I think was your point in some moments.
Yes. Yes.
I think you were right. It would have just looked like a white dress rather than a wedding dress.
So yes. Aww. Yes to the mothers.
I love it. I love it. I mean, I can't even imagine. And it sounds like you just treat her just like a regular client. Like Ryan just said, it wasn't like she walked in and was like, you got to try this on.
Yeah,
kind of listen to her. What she was looking for. Mm-hmm. So kudos to you.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was hard, but it must have, you know, every bride deserves her day.
Sure.
It was hard.
I bet. So did you guys, was that your starting point with the dress? Where did you start with wedding planning?
Ryan,
you started with the venue.
You started with the venue.
Yeah. My husband and I, we met in an Italian class in college. So we have like Italy obsession. And we had first thought to get married over there. And then we thought maybe in New York, and we really want to do it on New Year's Eve. And then we saw how much everyone wanted to charge us for doing it on New Year's Eve. So basically you get charged to do it. You get charged as a holiday on New Year's Eve, and you get charged as a holiday the next day on New Year's Day to take everything down. So everything was basically like four times the cost.
Wow.
Which we weren't super keen on. We kind of like changed our date and, well, we didn't initially change our date. We found a really cool venue. We looked at some venues in Detroit and in New York, and we actually thought of looking at a place in Positano, which is like Amalfi Coast in Italy. But we just figured that would be way too hard, and with work and all that kind of stuff, we didn't want to have to deal with all that. And we knew there were certain people that we wanted to come to our wedding that it would just be nearly impossible for them to get to the Amalfi Coast. And it's kind of like rocky terrain, and that would have been hard for some like the elderly people in our family. So we were like, it shouldn't be about that. Like maybe for our anniversary, something, we'll have a little party there or something like that.
Right.
Down the line. So we ended up going to the DIA, and we just like walked in and we're like, holy smokes. Like it was just absolutely gorgeous, breathtaking. And I work in the art world, and my husband at the time was working in real estate development, and he had kind of like an obsession with like old buildings, as did I. And the Rivera murals just like sold us. Rivera Court and at the DIA was like, we were both like stunned. So we decided to get married in Detroit, and then from there everything else kind of snowballed. But I think the first thing we did was definitely the venue and the location.
Gotcha.
Which was a lot of fun. Both mothers went out, and we scoured all the places that we thought they would like. They came in for a weekend, and we did all of that in one weekend. And I think they pretty much decided where they wanted in that. Once they saw that, everything else, no matter what I threw out, it was like, nope, doesn't compare. So they were happy with that. But I can also say that Ryan is type A. So everything was on a spreadsheet. Mm-hmm. Like everything was down to the spreadsheet. She had used her digital planner. So everything was planned out. Like every month she'd say, you know, mom, this is the month we're supposed to go and do X, Y, and Z. And I'd say, okay, we plan out our month that way based on what she needed to have done. And things that she could do from New York, she did. And the things that I needed to do from here for her, we did it that way too. So she would come in for certain weekends because we knew this needed to be done. And that's pretty much how we operated, was off of her spreadsheets.
Got it. And I was going to ask you that next, like how did all the planning go with her being out of town? Mm-hmm. So she actually planned out her visits and had specific tasks to accomplish during each visit.
Yeah. And it was a lot of fun. There was a lot of partying going on in between, stopping for lunch. And one time we were looking for hotels for guests to stay in. Mm-hmm. And she had a flight in like 2 hours, but it was still on our list of things that we had to do. So we jumped in the car. We went around to all the hotels that day, grabbed all the information, stopped, got us food. We drank and sent her off. And when by the time you got home, you were like, okay, here are the two hotels. So we accomplished our goal within the weekend.
I love that.
Yeah, used what we could.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Outstanding. And how much time elapsed? I mean, how much time did you have to plan
time
to start to the wedding day?
I think they were challenged with, they wanted to get married that year that Zach proposed, but the DIA wasn't available until the following. Was that how it worked, Ryan? The DIA wasn't available until.
They only had they had some dates in that year, but it wasn't any time we wanted. So we had decided we wanted to do.
So was it 15
warm
months?
Warm weather rather than December or January, something like that. So we had to do the 2017 date. We got engaged in 2016?
Yeah, 2016.
I don't even remember, but okay.
Okay. Yeah, because you said you were looking
to
for
May
New Year's
instead
Eve.
Of New Year's.
Got it. Okay, gotcha. Yep, May. Wow, okay. So, Vinny, reflecting back on your wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Was there anything... from your wedding that you specifically or Ryan wanted to incorporate in her day? Anything?
Yes. Okay. I came down the aisle on Ave Maria, and that was my one request, was that she come down the aisle, well, besides the veil.
Right.
And she probably would tell you if we keep going on, I had some more things. But
had about 10 one requests.
Oh, my.
But Ave Maria was one of them, and she did come down the aisle on Ave Maria. So now I have an older daughter who I'm hoping then she'll come down on Ave Maria, and it'll be something.
I feel like we've always both wanted to do that, though.
Okay. So okay.
That wasn't really a request. That was kind of like an understanding.
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
Aw.
So that was good.
Family tradition, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
So what were the other 8 requests, Vinny?
I wanted an engagement party. They didn't think that was really important, but I really wanted it because I thought both our families were kind of separated by states and we hadn't really had time to mingle and do anything. So it was really nice to bring the two families together. And it was a lot of fun, too.
Okay.
So we did the engagement party that they were very appreciative of it, but they were like, Mom, you don't need to spend that kind of money on it. But I thought it was one of the best things that we did.
Okay.
Super happy we did that. It was super fun.
It was really fun.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
And what else did we do, Ryan? I'm trying to think. I think that was probably my only other request. She picked out the most beautiful. I think one of the things that I thought was the most beautiful of all the things we did in the wedding was her invitations.
Okay.
Invitations were killer.
We're both paper fanatics.
Okay.
And so she wanted really, really fine, good paper. And she put this beautiful wax seal on the back of it with their initial. Well, she was already a McClure. She was becoming a Miller.
Okay.
So the M was the same. So, I didn't have any problem with that. But it was really beautiful. So the probably my favorite part outside of how beautiful she looked and was that the invitation was gorgeous.
Oh,
I totally agree. Mm-hmm. Just to give you an idea of how maniacal I am about the paper, we were going to send them out, but she was like, oh, they're like an awkward size. And so if you stick them in the mail, USPS is going to like put this weird stamp on them. So we sent another envelope outside of them to protect the invitation.
Oh, yeah.
When everyone got them, it would be like completely pristine.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
absolutely.
That's how insane I am about.
No, that's not insane at all. I would have done the same. Absolutely. Yeah.
It was really pretty. It was totally worth it.
Yeah.
Nice. Was that a local vendor?
Yeah, it was a local vendor. Okay. I can't remember who she was.
Okay.
Ryan, do you remember?
I
was
do.
Just curious.
Give me one second.
She has everything written down.
I love it.
Yeah, but it was a local vendor, and she did hand calligraphy on the
envelopes.
Okay. Yeah. So
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. It was
nice
a lot of fun.
Classy.
I actually found her through our. I used our floral designer ended up doing kind of like day of planning for us. So he had put me on to this calligrapher, and she was really great.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, if you find it, if not, it's okay.
Yeah.
So what were there any points of, I guess, for lack of a better word, contention as far as you just didn't agree, besides the veil, of course, or anything else that was just like, okay, this is Ryan's wedding, so let me step back.
I probably, if there were any contentions, maybe the bridesmaids' dresses. Like, I probably wanted her to do more, and she was really, she wanted everything very simple, very tasteful, very clean. And I think that may have been the only thing, but they ended up looking fantastic. So
okay. She
knew she so had her vision.
So my whole thing was, I haven't been in lots of weddings, but I've been in weddings, and mm-hmm. I've had to spend quite a bit of money on wedding dresses. And it's that same old adage where everyone's like, oh, you can wear it again, or you can make it short and make it a dress, and you never can, and you never make it short, never
right.
wear it again. You
right.
spend $500 on this dress, and it's just like a nightmare of a dress, whatever. So I just told my friends, I was like, listen, like, I found this dress. It's not, like, it was kind of like from a fast fashion store, but it was a good quality dress, and it was just black and simple and like a sheath dress that looks great on everyone. And I know my mom, like, cringed at the idea of it, but to me, I just didn't see the value in, like, that's kind of how I am. Like, I'm definitely a very practical person. So in a lot of ways, like, I love really, really lovely handbags, but, like, I also like Levi's jeans. You know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
sometimes there's just a law of diminishing returns. So
sure.
I kind of think that might have been one area where she did want me to spend a little more.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
So if you had any advice to give a mother-daughter team who are in the throes of wedding planning, what would be something you would tell them, both of you? So
I'd say plan everything out as best you can. If you've only got 6 months, plan what you can do in 6 months. If you've got a year and a half, plan it. You know, really use your planner and your time wisely. But my most important thing is that one of the things I said from the beginning of this was that I really wanted it to be fun. I wanted it to be a memorable experience for both of us. I didn't want the stress of it all. I wasn't going to get hung up on, I said you should get this black dress and you didn't get it. And I didn't want that to happen. I really wanted it to be a good, memorable time. So no matter what, when I came into it with that thought, even if we had a, you know, day where we were a little crazy, that was my thought. So it was easy to say, you know what, I'm really sorry about that. Let's do it like this or like that. So I just wanted her to look back on it and to know that it had been a good experience.
Yeah.
And hopefully she thought it was worth it, you know?
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Ryan?
For me, I think it was just, if there's any advice, I guess I could give, it'd just be, it's so much easier when you're organized. I think any kind of issue that I had came out of disorganization, and I didn't have a lot of issues. So for me, I think having just like a timeline and knowing like, okay, like I need to do this in the month of April, like that was really clutch for me. Also, I think I kind of had a little bit of a different perspective since my mother is so ingrained in this industry. She was kind of like, oh, like, I think she was a little more loose about it. Like, oh, you don't really need to do that in April. And I was kind of like, nope, we're doing it in April. So I think organization is key. And that way, if you do have a few things that you're kind of like off with, it's not that big of a deal. And I mean, I think a lot of people lose sight of this now, but it's a wedding. It's supposed to be a party. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a good time. And you're like making a transition to a new part of your life. And I think some people get so caught up in some of the pressure of it all that it can be really easy for it to not be fun. But I think we had a good time. And even though there was a lot to do and it was a lot to plan, it was just fun. It was like, I mean, mm-hmm. you're planning a party. What's not fun about that?
Yeah, so.
Exactly. Yeah, it seems like it.
Don't forget to have fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, wonderful. I appreciate you guys coming on and just sharing. I mean, it's some good advice, especially the organization part. And I have some brides that just kind of just flying by their seat, to be honest with you, which would probably make you cringe,
oof.
Ryan. but they're just like, oh, I hadn't thought of that. And oh, yeah. And, you know, and I'm like, what are you using? They don't have a lot of resources. So
but they've got you. So yeah, that's good. When you're able to have a wedding planner, that makes a big difference. Yeah. You know, I think Ryan, because she did have me back there that knew a little bit about it.
But sure.
It's different. But you really do need a wedding planner. I think it's those girls who do it have the luxury of enjoying their moment
sure.
and not being stressed out about it. So, you know, what you do is
so
very,
true.
Very important
yeah, I appreciate
to
that.
The process. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
So true.
Thank
wedding
you.
Planners are like unsung heroes of the wedding day.
They're like your fairy godmothers.
Right. That's what we try.
Yeah,
it's hard
sure.
to push that, you know, ahead, you know, when their, you know, their focus or their priorities are on something different.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I would have to say, you know, I enjoy what I do. So I really do. And it's real easy when I have clients who respect what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they know, like Ryan just said about you, you already know the industry. So, you know, she has someone, not only your mother, but someone she knows the industry.
Yeah.
And that's a big difference.
Yeah,
so.
It makes a big difference.
Yes, it does. So thank you so much. Thank you, Ryan. I know you're busy and I appreciate
thank
you just
you
taking
for having
the time.
Me.
Yes. And hopefully we can meet one day the next time you come to town. And I'd love to chit chat.
We'll pop
and get
some champagne at the boutique.
Yeah, pop some champagne at the
yeah.
boutique. I always look for.
Oh, and I also found her name is Elena Hopman.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And her company is called Annabelle Reese.
Oh, yeah. I think I.
For the invitations.
Yeah, yep, yep. I think I've heard of her. She's a, you know, we have these industry gatherings. So I've heard
yeah.
that name before. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, awesome.
Amazing.
Thanks again. Yes. You guys are amazing. Thank you for sharing your experience.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, for sure. And I will be in touch. And so those who have been listening, this has been another episode of The Director's Take. Thank you for tuning in. If you'd like to reach out to me on social media, or email's Lori@thedirecther.com. Social media is @thedirecther, DIRECTHER, The Director, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Until next time, be well.